You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see if Julie wants to have some laughs with us. Julie, good morning to you. Thank you for calling.
Oh my God, I'm caller one.
You are it, Julie. OMG, LOL.
But isn't that good? Aren't you glad to be number one?
I'm excited.
You're number one in our hearts right now, Julie.
You're nervous, though. You're nervous, I can tell.
I don't do great as the caller, but I do great as the listener. So,
well, you're doing really good so far.
So far, you have not flubbed at all. You've been great.
No, oh, good. So,
what did you do this weekend besides watch the Super Bowl?
I did not watch the Super Bowl.
Okay, good. Well, then, what did you do?
Well, we took down the lights off of the house, and we took down the Christmas tree.
What?
I know.
Julie.
You're those people.
Julie.
Yeah.
Your neighbors have been talking about you for a couple of weeks.
You know, the neighbors across the street, they still have theirs up, so we beat them. So.
What is wrong with
your neighborhood? I would move out of that neighborhood immediately.
We haven't been turning them on, so there's that.
Well, that's good at least.
Are you going to tell us that you were just too busy for the last 6 weeks? Is that it?
Well, I've been out of town the last 2 weekends, so there's at least that.
So there is that.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
And we've had sick kids, and so.
Okay. All right. We'll let it go this time.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And our tree was enormous. It took like a week to put it up, so I've been really dreading it. But it came down this weekend, so we're good. It was the last of the Christmas stuff.
Finally. Thank goodness.
Just in time to put it up again.
Yeah, just a few more months.
We're good till November, because we put it up like Thanksgiving weekend, so for those people.
You know, you could become those people who just change the decorations on it year-round. Like you start, you make it into a Valentine's tree, and then you make it into a St. Patrick's tree, then an Easter tree, and then a Memorial Day tree, so forth and so on.
Decorate it for birthdays. We could do the entire year.
Yeah, you
might
could.
Well.
Just do it. My mom had a tree like that for the longest time, you know. She put like 4th of July little, you know, American flags in it and red and blue lights.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For the longest time she did that.
When you don't need it.
Because right. At this point, you've had it up for a quarter of the year, so you might as well just milk
it. It's 14 feet, so it's huge.
Yeah, that's a big mamma jamma.
Dang.
No.
Dang, high roller.
Where do you stash that thing in the off season? Just got its own little room in the basement or something?
Well, it's fake, of course. It's comes, you know, apart into like 6 pieces, and it's got this giant box that it goes into.
So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got to almost have its own room, 14 foot.
Yeah, too much.
Goes into the garage.
How much did that tree cost you?
We just got it this year. It was like $850.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we got it at Home Depot. If you want one, we needed to replace the one from last year, and we planned on just getting the same. It was like a 9 foot pre-lit, whatever, but it hadn't been pre-lit for like 4 years. And I was sick and tired of stringing a pre-lit tree. So we went to get, you know, a very similar one, and we walked in and saw that, and I was like, oh my God, that's the one I want.
I gotta have it.
So yeah. Get a load of this.
We have vaulted ceilings. I was like, it'll fit.
Yeah.
That's great. So we have the fake tree, and it's also got it's pre-wired and everything like that. But Gretch was finding that a lot of the lights, you know, the last couple of years haven't been working. And when like one or two go out, it just the whole strand dies, right? So she's got this little gun type of thing, a device that you put into the socket, and it identifies which of those lights is the one that's screwing everything up.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's really cool. Yeah, you need to get one, Julie. I'll try to find out what it is. Maybe I'll post it, but it's a special. I told her, I said, that's bogus. That's not going to work. Damned if it didn't work.
That's really neat. That's super helpful.
We still have the old tree. I'll get that thing, and then I'll sell it with the old tree. I'll be like, this tree doesn't work, but I bought this contraption, and you can, like, make it work.
Oh, yeah, that'll get scooped right up. People love used Christmas trees.
You know,
totally. This new tree, if one little thing goes out, the whole tree won't. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so here, while I'm talking to you, I'm going to shoot her a text. What's the name of the gun thing that finds the broken Christmas
tree? She's like, what? Who is this?
Tree lights. By the way, this is Dom.
Yeah.
No, but I sent her a text. She'll write back. She'll tell me what that is, and it'll be a little tip for you, and you can go get it for your old tree. You want to play some Rattle Off with us?
Sure.
Sure.
You called us.
You didn't have to call.
No. Do you know? I pulled up your number and I was like, oh, should I do it? I'm horrible at this unless I'm just listening. But I almost didn't do it, and then I kind of tapped it and I was like, oh, I did it.
You did it, and here you are. First up.
I'm so proud of you.
It's a big step for you.
It's always the first step is to go ahead and just make the call. Because what's the worst that can happen? You could humiliate yourself in front of a million people.
Yep. I hope number two's ready.
Number two is Anna, and we have asked Anna to stay on the line regardless whether you get this or not. So even if you get it, we're still going to come back and talk to Anna. But who knows how you'll do, Julie? Let's find out.
Let's do it.
All right, let me hear you take a deep breath.
Okay.
Do you feel all relaxed now?
Not really.
You're still all wound up.
Still thinking about those million people listening to you.
So many people.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
And judging you.
They're like, oh my gosh, she still had her tree up.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, let's give her one.
I don't know her.
And her outdoor lights. Don't forget those, too.
That house is so tacky, I bet.
A lot of lights, too.
Did you remember the wreath off the front door? Because that's the thing we always forget. We take everything down and then we forget the stupid wreath.
Yeah, we do have some lights on the porch downstairs, but, you know, it's the porch downstairs.
So what are you saying? You're not going to take those down?
No, they're party lights.
Now they're party lights. Yes, they've transitioned from Christmas to party lights now. Smart.
They're white.
Oh, yeah, those can stay up all year.
Okay, so I have to admit, we have some on our back porch by the hot tub. There are little party lights like that. They're little, we just call them little fairy lights. They're fairy lights that light up when you go out there.
Well, you know, these are like the big ones that look like they kind of droop or drape, whatever, you know, like the Costco, like.
Same.
Like the old fashioned, like Edison bulbs in them.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
All right. So Gretchen says this thing is called the Lightkeeper Pro. Lightkeeper Pro. So go get yourself one, all right, Julie?
Perfect.
And then you'll say thank you. You'll say thank you, Gretchen.
I can put two trees up in my house next year.
Probably leave those up until August. All right, let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. Okay. 10 seconds. Here's one that we did last week. We didn't get a winner, but we don't think it's that tough.
Okay.
Five different foods that would make your hands sticky. Five foods that would make your hands sticky. Don't screw it up, Julie. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Candy, honey, syrup, jelly, stroop waffle.
What was the last
one? What was
one?
Your last one?
A stroop waffle.
A stroop waffle?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Okay, you'll have to Google it.
I will right now.
Okay.
No, I want to look it up. How do you spell it?
Stroopwafle.
There it is.
W-A-F-E-L.
One F.
Yeah, thin round waffle cookie.
First made in the city of Gouda, South Holland, Netherlands.
That's not going to make your hands sticky. It's
a Dutch treat popular throughout the Netherlands.
It's a hard cookie.
No, they've got caramel in the center.
Oh, they do.
You put them on top of your, like.
Oh, I know what these are. My mom got me a box of these for Christmas, actually.
Yeah,
we had some of these in the house. You're right. They are sticky.
Yeah, they're often known as caramel waffles. But now here's my question.
Okay.
Out of the thousands of foods that you could have chosen.
Give me a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, you could have done cinnamon roll, a lollipop, you know, anything. You went with stroop waffle.
Because I just had one this morning.
I'm going to tell you, they're delicious. And you make a cup of coffee and you set it on top of the coffee and it warms it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you know how to eat them?
Yeah, get some ooey gooey in the middle because you put them on your tea or coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go to town.
I just had one this morning. They get, like, because you... like it gets your fingers and like your hand
they're
kind of like
super sticky.
Like, it's like a ring. Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know that's what they were called. They were just
Stroopwafel.
Sticky cookies in my house.
All right. You know what? That's five. You're a
winner.
You know, I was on an airplane last week with my daughter, and they were handing those out, but they said, do you want a cookie or a waffle? And I was like, they're handing out waffles. That's weird. And so I took the cookie. And then when they handed out the Stroopwafels, I was like, no, I want a trade.
I'd like to change, please.
They'll let you trade. They let you trade, right?
They were already past us, and then I noticed other people were eating those. I'm like, come back.
You know got what?
You're really, if you're really kind to the flight attendants, they would give you a Stroopwafel as well. Come on.
They come in chocolate, too. I didn't know that. Yum.
Well, I was completely ignorant of these things, so I want to thank you for turning me on to the Stroopwafel, and
well
I've never
done.
Said that sentence in my life before.
Well done.
Awesome.
You were fun to talk to. So if you will stand by, Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you all about your prize.
Thanks, Julie.
Awesome.
And
thank you.
And go and go get that Lightkeeper Pro thing, okay?
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay, hold on.
All right, see ya. Well, there we go.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Anna, you ever had a Stroopwafel before?
Yes, I have them. They're so yummy.
They're super yummy.
Yes, they're super sticky. They are so super sticky.
Yeah, it's one of those things you bite into and the string of caramel comes out and it's like down your chin and onto your shirt.
And it dribbles on. Yeah, it dribbles on.
It's got a dribble factor, doesn't it?
You almost have to wear a bib while eating those if you're not careful. Seriously.
Yeah, you're right. You got to lean over the sink.
There are alternative names, according to the wiki people, besides Stroopwafel, is syrup waffle, treacle waffle, or the caramel waffle. So
there we go.
Yeah, see, I've only heard of them as the Stroopwafel.
The photos look delightful.
But they're yummy.
Well,
I
now that we've
said cinnamon roll.
Now that we've established that Stroopwafels are delicious, what was the highlight of your weekend, Anna?
Feeding our corn snake.
What does the corn snake eat?
Rodents.
Mmm, delicious.
How often do you have to feed the snake?
Believe it or not, only really about once a week. Once every 10, 11 days.
Well, that's not bad.
How's a rodent feel about this?
They're frozen, so who knows?
Is it a rat or a mouse?
Anything? Oh, it's a mouse.
A little mouse.
A frozen mouse?
Yep.
A mouse-sickle.
Frozen, yeah, basically.
Where do you get those?
Have to be thawed. Most pet stores, like there's a Scales and Tails off of Mississippian Chambers, and we get them there.
Okay. What is, how many do you buy at a time? Like six or seven or a little?
I just get, one per week because we only eat them once a week. And I don't really want to have frozen rodents in the freezer.
Well, you put them in like a freezer bag and put them
like
in the back.
I do that.
You got to stock up. What does a frozen mouse run you?
Nah, well, we have two snakes, so I generally have to get three total. About $8.
For three?
For three.
Huh, not bad.
All right, so $2 to $3 per rodent.
Yep.
Poor little mice.
So you got to figure they're gourmet rodents if you're spending that much.
They're all organic, grass-fed rodents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. Smart move.
That, corn snakes are pretty. I mean, I give you that.
They are.
They're really pretty.
Ours is pink.
Oh, that's cute. What's its name?
Yeah, Herbie.
Herbie the pink snake.
Herbie the corn snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've walked past a few. Out on my walks, I've seen some corn snakes. And although I'm afraid of snakes, I will stop and look at them. I'm like, you guys really are gorgeous.
Why do they call them corn snakes?
They're very snuggly. Because they'll roam through corn stalks and feed on mice.
Okay.
That and their design on them, they supposedly
they
resemble
look like, corn.
Like maize, which
sure.
is...
Sure. So they're camouflaged in the cornfields.
It could be.
So. Not this pink one. This pink one would stand out.
He would have been hawk food.
Yeah.
But thankfully, he's not.
So I live up in a part of the country where rat snakes are big. And the
exactly.
corn snake is just the corn snake is just like a derivative of a rat. It's like a type of rat snake, I believe. Am I
absolutely.
Wrong?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you are not wrong.
And rat snakes, let's be honest, rat snakes, as much as, you know, we don't like snakes and we don't like the name especially, but they are good to have around because they keep your property free rodents and everything.
Hell
and they don't
yeah.
hurt humans.
Exactly.
They don't bite humans, you know. So
they don't. They're actually very sweet and cuddly. They give
you said it again. I was going to go back to that. You keep saying that it's cuddly.
Yes,
do you sit
yes.
down with a carton of ice cream and some Netflix and cuddle with your snake?
No, but we will sit and watch videos with him.
Little
yeah.
snake, like bird
he
videos?
Likes to watch rugby. No.
Rugby?
No, we watch rugby together, yeah.
That's weird. Huh. How many snakes do you have?
She's got
just
two.
Just two.
Well, we have a corn snake and a milk snake.
How'd that one get its name?
Again. because they would find them in barns, and so because people were paranoid and freaked out, they would think that they were trying to drink the milk from the cows. I know it's dumb, but that's where they got their name.
Oh, I mean, these are lazy people naming these snakes, aren't they?
Well, you know.
Found this one by the corn. This one here is a corn snake.
I'm looking at the picture of the milk snake because I wasn't familiar with them. They've got the coloring that's almost like those ones that are super poisonous. What are those called? Can't remember what
those
they're called.
Those are called caution ramen. Murder snake.
King cobra?
No, looking at something else.
No.
Oh,
coral
different.
Snakes.
Oh,
the ones,
coral
the ones that. Coral snake, yeah.
Coral snakes, yeah.
What's the name of your milk snake?
Ember. Well, no. Herbie is the corn snake, and Ember is the milk snake.
You should have named the milk snake something that was like played off of milk, like
cow. You should have just named it cow. Cow.
Like cheese. Like should have named her him
Moo.
Cheese.
Just named it Moo.
Elsie.
No. Only because we're Cornhuskers fans. Therefore,
I'm
Herbie
sorry?
The corn snake.
I'm sorry?
We're Nebraska Cornhusker fans.
No,
yes, I'm going to say that out loud.
I heard you. I'm just sorry.
No, don't be. It's okay.
It's a dad joke. It's fine.
I do it every time, Anna. Come on.
Now, does corn and milk get along? Can they, can they hang out together?
No, no.
Oh, no. No, you don't want to mix and match them, huh?
Milk snakes are a type of king snake, therefore they eat snakes too.
Okay, so you don't want
but
you want to be careful.
Rat snakes eat other snakes too.
Ooh.
Say that again.
I said rat snakes will eat
rattlesnakes. Well, yeah, they can and will, of course. But corn snakes are more rodent eaters than anything else. I mean, they're opportunistic, like some people, but yeah. they'll eat whatever they want to, but they prefer. Well, ours are spoiled. They get gourmet rodents.
Okay.
I feel like we've devoted enough time to talking about these creatures, so we should probably move on now. We've exhausted all the talk we can do about snakes.
Don't be afraid of them. They're good to have.
I'm not afraid of them. They just kind of gross me out. I'm not a snake person.
Why? They're
not a snake person.
Oh, my God. They're not slimy.
I know they're not slimy, but they're just generally, just get kind of creeped out about
them.
There's
something about, it's a mental thing for the human species, with some exceptions.
True.
But these animals that don't have arms and legs freak this out. So.
True. Yeah.
If they had legs, I'd be fine. I think.
No, you wouldn't be fine. That's why there's lizards, too. So
yeah.
You know, they got us kicked out of the Garden of Eden. What do you want, Anna? Come on.
Tale as old as time.
God. Are you kidding me?
I'm just having fun. Listen, we got to run. You go have a great day. We love talking with you.
Slither on out of here.
I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. Don't get into too much trouble. Jeremy.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Have a wonderful week.
All right.
You too, Anna. Thank you for your time.
See you later.
Hey,
I'm a snake.